Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lee Branham is here. Lee's back. Lee's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal of Keeping the People, author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. That's one of his many books. He's written something under 100 books and sold millions of copies around the world. He's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Lee, I was pointing out to the audience that the high cost of turnover. There is turnover. We always have turnover. People are leaving, coming and going, and it's a good thing to some degree because sometimes people need to go. They need to leave. And sometimes people just get better opportunities, and God bless them. I encourage people to do the best they can for themselves. But sometimes this turnover that's self-inflicted, that we don't want, that we don't like, that was preventable, and that's the expensive kind, isn't it?
That's right. I tell employers to distinguish between two types of turnover, the avoidable and the unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have spouses leaving because their spouse is moving to another city. You know, that's
nothing you can do.
That's unavoidable turnover.
Somebody has an opportunity to better themselves. You know, I take credit for that. When that happens to me, I say, "Well, I'm glad I was able to help you qualify for a job like that." I do.
That's right. And a lot of employers say that to people the day they hire people.
Yeah.
Someday I hope you move on and you feel like you've really learned a lot here and you've been catapulted to your next opportunity.
I hire kids out of college, which we do around here, when I hire kids out of college, I tell them, obviously, you're not going to retire with me. And so, so you know, learn what you can, and I hope I can help you, you know, move on the way, and you'll look back and think fondly of me one of these days, you know, that kind of thing. But the other kind of turnover, right, the self-inflicted kind, the kind that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning when you have a nightmare that your best person, a person you rely on every day, gave you their notice. Those are the scary kind, aren't they?
That's right. And your own reaction tells you something. If you're shocked and distressed because you had no clue the person was thinking about it, that may be telling you you're not in as close a touch with your people as you should be. You know, usually when people leave, there are signs beforehand that something mm-hmm. might be going on. But
One of the things that I've been telling my audience since the labor's tight, since their surveys have started reporting that the number one concern for employers is not having enough people, qualified people, which has been going on now for 3 or 4 years. Since that's been going on, I've been telling my audience, look, whatever, when you have that nightmare, literally or just in your mind, consciously, imagine what you would do to keep that person. If you could say, okay, I know you got this offer, but I'm going to make you a counteroffer and hope that it works. Whatever that counteroffer is that you would give them if they gave you their notice, you need to go give them that offer right now before they leave. What do you think, Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Lee?
Well, I think that can work. In fact, sometimes when people announce that they're leaving, there are some companies that try and shut down the other offer right away,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, get that person's direct manager involved and, you know, call them at home and say, before you actually accept that other offer and actually go to work for them, you know, it's possible you can still change your mind and we'd like to make a proposal to you about how things can get better here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times it's not anything to do with money.
Right.
And
most of the time, more often than not, it's not
to
do with money, right?
Sometimes it isn't. And, you know, that somebody did a survey years ago that showed that 9 out of 10 managers think the main reason employees leave is for a salary increase or pay
mm-hmm.
increase.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask employees themselves, they, in third-party exit interviews after they have left, they say only about 12% leave for pay as the main reason.
Those are decades-old results. I mean, they've been, people have been saying that for 40 years.
Well, that's right.
It's a human nature thing, isn't it? It's not about money as much as it's human nature. I don't like the way you manage me, Lee. You don't give me enough.
They're not
going to
tell you that.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you that in an exit interview. They just tell you I got a pay increase, and that's the reason that gets recorded in HR. And so that's one of the reasons we continue to believe that it's all about pay instead of the things that got them to the door of leaving.
So what should we do? What should we do?
Well, I do a presentation called Engaging Your People One at a Time, Engaging Your Team One Person at a Time, which means just staying in regular touch with your people, saying, how are you? I want you to be happy and successful here. And if there's anything that you're not happy about that's making you less successful, then I don't want to talk to you about it.
It's part of MBWA, right? Management by walking around. It's part of that, isn't it?
Exactly. And everybody's different, and everybody has a different hot button or something they need to be engaged every day at work. And your job as a manager is to figure out what that is.
How about this question? You call somebody in your office that's a key person. You say, Sue, or how are we doing around here? Are we treating you right? Are you feeling fulfilled? Are you happy here? I just want to make sure that, you know, you work hard for us. We depend on you. I just want to make sure that we're doing our part. How about those kinds of questions?
That's what I recommend. Exactly. You just said it in a different way, having check-in meetings with your people. Now, I've talked to some CEOs who said, I would never do that. Huh. You know, their job is to make sure I'm happy, not me making sure they're happy.
Excuse me, sir. The 19th century is calling. Right?
That's right. But there's still troglodytes out there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing. Well, I don't think there's anybody. I mean, look, I'm a senior baby boomer, and I never felt that way about it, but I do remember, and you do too, Lee. I do remember when we were treated that way, early on.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
we were driven.
That's right. And there's still a lot of managers younger than you and me that feel like that's the way they were treated. So
I want to know who their key employees are. I'm going to go get them. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Lee Branham after the break. KeepingThePeople.com, is that right, Lee? KeepingThePeople.com?
That's it. Uh-huh.
That's the website, so check it out. We're going to talk about some current events with Lee after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.